I'm not sure what it is about autumn. You know, the part of autumn that threatens to become winter without any warning at all. Suddenly the maple trees are fire red and the first smell of a nearby fireplace captivates your senses. Then the next day there's ice on your car windows and the bone-chilling cold says hello. Or it could be my November birthday that summons all this melancholy behavior. The sudden leanings toward moody music, the overwhelming desire to get drunk on coffee and watch High Fidelity repeatedly. Either way, the following set list exists somewhere between your high school heartbreaks and your midlife crisis. And somehow, it's really beautiful. Welcome to Insomnia Radio 174.
You leave me unbalanced, you come back to break. hard to see, hard to see. What has always been and will forever be, forever be. Now you're running down my spine like a waterfall, like a waterfall. I wanna write your name on every wall, on every wall. I'll believe in you, I'll believe in you, I'll believe in you. Yes, I do. I believe in you. Up and down the river in a little boat, a little boat. All I need is you and a castle made of hope, made of hope. Doors of time, I scale any wall and across any line. I can send any thought to the end of the finger. I burn any night with a kiss. I believe in you. I believe. Yes, I do. I believe in you. From the bottom of the blue to the top of the leaf, the top of the leaf. I can drink maple water anytime I believe, anytime. A blade of grass, I'm running out of honey, living in the past. I believe in you, 'cause I believe in you. I believe in you. Yes, I do. I believe. Yes, I do. I believe in you. 'Cause I believe in you. I believe in.
Hey gang, and welcome to Insomnia Radio. Thank you so much for being here. You are locked into episode 174, or as longtime listeners might want to call it, Melancholy 3. Done two of these previously. They've always been near November. The intro pretty much explains everything. All right, we've got tons of incredible, moody, evocative new music for you from Black Lab, from Eddie Cohn, and from that band you just heard, Black Dub. Now, Black Dub is actually the brainchild of a person you may know by the name of Daniel Lanois. Daniel Lanois is sort of this legendary guitarist and composer, and he's produced a few albums for bands you may know, such as U2, Bob Dylan, and Willie Nelson and Neil Young. Anyway, they are a three-piece with an insane level of musicianship. I was floored the first time I heard that track, and as well as the 10th time that I heard that track. They do all of their songs. They record them live. They don't overdub. They don't really do any post-production. They are a true live band, and I'm thrilled to actually be seeing them in November. They're coming here late November to Detroit, and I'm going to see them at the Magic Stick over there. If you want to check out more about the band as well as tour dates and such, the official site is at blackdub.net, and their debut album, it's not out yet, but you can pre-order it at their site. It comes out November 2nd. And kicking off the show, Sun Hotel. Just, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that if I launch an episode with a band, I pretty much love that band. And these guys' latest album, it's called Team Spirit. They're from New Orleans, and the fact that they can do the whole four-part harmony thing and have these biting lyrics and just thundering rhythms, I'm in love with them. They are Sun Hotel, and the song was Honey. Not a very sweet song, but still, I guess it's one I can slightly relate to, but we won't get into such personal matters. Check out the band at sunhotelsounds.com. And as for the rest of this episode, like I said, tons of new music. Tons of music that's really best served with maybe a glass of wine, some good quality headphones, and the rain. Take it however you like. Lots of music ahead. All right, gang, next up is the Tasty Stylings of Sule with the track Who Do You Burn For? Right here on Insomnia Radio 174. Right now, it's more brand new music from his upcoming album Stay With Me, which releases October 26th. This is Eddie Cohn with Gone on Insomnia Radio 174. it can't be easy to walk in the shadow of a famous uncle. In this case, the famous uncle is Mark Cohn, responsible for the song Walking in Memphis. Eddie Cohn, though, he definitely has an incredibly different style than his uncle. And his music is distinctive and really quite good, and it's more than deserving of escaping that shadow. The album is Stay With Me, and it comes out October 26th on iTunes. And if I'm not mistaken, it is Eddie's second full-length album. And remember, as always, that links to the bands we feature can be found on the show notes at insomniaradio.net. All right, going to pick things up considerably for just a moment with a rather malicious-sounding track. And really, I say that as a compliment. This is Simplifiers with the flavor of Being Burns, right here on Insomnia Radio. Hey, just a reminder that Insomnia Radio is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting, a like-minded group of 50 podcasts or so playing the best music you've never heard in about every genre you can imagine. Check us out at musicpodcasting.org.
La la la. La la la. La la la.
Now, hopefully, your reaction to that song was similar to mine. And the first couple times I heard about the first minute or so, I was going, what the? And then after it sunk its teeth into me, I was just kind of spellbound and just saying, wow, this is amazing. What's interesting, though, is that if I told you that Too Late for Roses is often described as modern catchy rock and Kings of the Power ballad with elements of Radiohead and Marilyn Manson, you kind of go, what? But it really shows you how diverse their latest album is. Check them out at TooLateForRoses.com. That was the track The Satisfaction, but they do have a free download on the site called Move On. Before that, a band, Charles Stepsic, our Insomnia Radio SoCal host, actually dug up from Mexico City. They are Simplifiers, and that was the track The Flavor of Being Burns. As I described it, it's kind of a malicious, evil-sounding track. The way that the chorus has kind of this almost a screech to the vocals, a really menacing sound, kind of beautiful in that melancholy way that this episode's trying to exude. Anyway, you can check out an alternate track on the Daily Dose, which Charles posted. Just head over to the show notes or just type in simplifiers into the search bar at our site, which, by the way, is getting redone very, very soon. I have the theme. I have the concept. And it's looking really, really pretty. Very clean, very easy to navigate. A lot less content kind of barraging your ears. Anyway, I think you guys will dig it. So stay tuned at insomniaradio.net. Feel free to reach out to me directly, jason@insomniaradio.net, if you want to hear anything or chat about something musically or otherwise. Don't hesitate to reach out for any reason. All right, our next track was recently dusted off from inside the IR vault, thanks to Insomni Radio alumni Scott Tinetti, our old host of IR San Francisco. I've been revisiting his compilations called The Best Music You've Never Heard. We do have those on the site, by the way. And rediscovering just a ton of old gems. This is Jupiter Sunrise from the album Under a Killer Blue Sky, featured way back when. The band does have a new disc out, though. It was released in November 2009 and is well worth checking out. They are at myspace.com/Jupiter Sunrise. A big thank you to Scott for reminding me how incredible this band is.
Insomnia Radio. Tracks from the Vault.
We're wondering what you're thinking, Arthur Nix. 'Cause ever since you rode your bike into that car, and were quickly whisked away by ambulance, you've been so pensive and quiet. Did your arm heal faster than your heart did, Arthur? Trap anything that could hurt a human being inside a jar. Send it far from Earth and watch it explode in the sun to the cheers of everyone. But alas, that can't be done. So Arthur Nix, we came to fix your bicycle. Everything sure can come out of nowhere, but when it's finished, you could take it for a ride. You might need it to outrun what's on your mind, 'cause that cast you've got on your arm's full of names. But when the doctors take it off, you'll sure be glad. And in camp you'll play Foursquare every day. Just remember to remember, it can still be just as fun as yesterday. Thin air. So
been so pensive and quiet. Did your arm heal faster than your heart?
This one from the Daily Dose Vault, but certainly worth rediscovering here on Insomnia Radio. This is Sick of Sarah with Bittersweet. So in the middle of all this melancholy and chaos and moody music, I wanted to take a minute to remind you all why we hate Top 40 and why we love our indie music. Because of things like this. Justin Bieber has his own nail polish. Lil Wayne has his own condoms. Jessica Simpson has mini wigs. Carlos Santana has his own brand of stilettos. And finally, Nelly has his own pimp juice. I am so happy with just the occasional t-shirt and CD, and maybe even if I'm feeling adventurous, a mouse pad or something. maybe a button. I'm old school. God. Anyway, that just came across, I don't even know, came across my RSS feed somewhere, and I wanted to share it. There has been a lot going on around Insomnia Radio. You might have noticed we've got Insomnia Radio 24/7 now, a 24/7 radio stream that is always on for you if you need just a quick shot of some of the tracks we've featured across the network over the past 5 years, 6 years now. Guess what else? Insomnia Radio San Francisco. You may remember that fine show hosted by Scott Tinetti. Well, sadly, Scott is not coming back, but the show is. It's getting rebooted with a... I really have to describe Dan Hooper as Scott Tinetti's brother from another mother, because they have extremely similar musical tastes. Dan is a DJ at the very fine KUSF in San Francisco, and he is coming on board the network with the reboot, the relaunch of Insomnia Radio San Francisco early in November. So be on the lookout for it. And I'll definitely send an audio reminder down the feed as well. Tons of other stuff going on, but I'm working on a newsletter and possibly a forum and a way to engage you guys a little bit outside of the podcast. So be on the lookout for those too. And hopefully I can keep all the news flowing for you guys in several ways so that you don't miss out on what's happening around here, because it's kind of a resurgence and it's been a whole lot of fun. In other news, kind of a personal news, I wanted to share something really neat, and then I'm going to shut up and let the remaining two tracks of this episode do their magic. I recently had the pleasure of being hired on with a video game publisher, Legacy Interactive. I'm going to be their podcast producer and consultant, and one of my first projects for them is creating the official game podcast of Criminal Minds. They're producing a game licensed and based on the TV show Criminal Minds, and I'm going to be at the helm producing that podcast. So ridiculously exciting, and I'm sure that it will lead to a lot of other opportunities, and as you guys probably know, that is the dream. So I'm living it. And don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep Insomnia Radio charging full steam ahead as well, because you know what? Insomnia Radio is to thank for a lot of opportunities that have come around, both for me and for other people around the network. And God, always so verbose. Love this microphone, though. The Blue Yeti. Check it out. Not a plug, just a serious, heartfelt endorsement, because I love this thing. All right, gang. Next up for you, David Vertesi. And you've probably heard that name because he is better known as part of the Vancouver indie pop group Hey Ocean. He has branched out a bit recently. He's completed his debut album called Cardiography, and this track was recently released on The Daily Dose by Charles to extraordinarily just a ton of hearts on the hype machine, which is where The Daily Dose gets a lot of their referrals, and probably our second highest rated track, and you'll see why. This is David Vertesi with All Night, All Night, All Night, right here on Insomnia Radio.
My father walks down the stairs. It's 5 a.m. Dark as the suit that he wears. And where's his son been? All night, all night, all night. Well, I'm lying here in your bed, 'cause here we can sleep in. It's light now, but let's just pretend like it's still the weekend. All day, all night, all right. All night, all day, all night, all day, always. And some say that we've disappeared, and we're not returning. Some say it's that time of year, and these kids are just learning. So young, so fast, won't last. But we will, all day, all night, all day, always. A ship lost at sea, then you are a beacon burning a hole in the night, a path to safety. All night, all night, all night, all night, all day, all night, all day, always. All night, all day, all night, all day, always. My father walks down the stairs. It's 5 a.m. Dark as the suit that he wears. And where's his son been? Oh, where's his son been? And where's his son been? Where's his son been?
The band closing out this episode of Insomnia Radio is Black Lab. And you may remember them from a campaign a few years back called Bum Rush the Charts. And that was basically an initiative to propel an indie band up to the top slot of iTunes. And I don't quite remember the result, but I know they did pretty well. Well, they have a new album out called Two Strangers. It's their fourth disc, and it's freaking incredible. I really highly recommend you check out the free download on their site at blacklabworld.com. The track I am featuring is called Something You Don't Know, and it is a rather epic rip-your-guts-out type of track. And as such, a perfect fit for Melancholy 3. This has been an exciting episode to produce. I labored over the song selection and the order of the tracks, and I really hope you guys enjoyed it from start to finish. Thank you once again, and as always, for listening to Insomnia Radio. Please head over to the site and subscribe if you're not subscribed yet, and tell a couple friends on Facebook about this episode if you enjoyed it. No matter what the season is where you are, hopefully you have a fantastic week. This is Jason with Insomnia Radio, and we'll leave the music on for you. Take care, gang.
You're bare down, your life in the trenches. You take whatever you get. Gift.
down.